Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday, November 18, 2025, and welcome to your daily market update, brought to you by Monex USA. The foreign exchange markets are holding steady in tight ranges this morning as traders await key economic data releases. After a period of delays, we're finally seeing a return to normalcy in terms of economic reporting. While today's releases, ADP estimates, durable goods numbers, and the New York Fed services reading are typically considered second-tier data, they're drawing significant attention due to the recent backlog. Initial reactions suggest that the U.S. economy is holding its ground, which could give the Federal Reserve some breathing room to avoid rushing into further rate cuts. However, a stagnating labor market could still force their hand in the coming months. Overnight, jobless claims for the week of October 18 were unexpectedly revised downward. Despite this, foreign exchange markets have remained relatively calm, with traders focusing on the more impactful payroll data set to be released this Thursday. As of this morning, the probability of a Federal Reserve interest rate cut in December has ticked up slightly to 46.8%. However, for that likelihood to climb back above 50%, we'll need to see weaker-than-expected data later this week. What's on the radar this week? Here are the key data points to watch. Thursday, GDP and labor market numbers are expected to be released, and September's Consumer Price Index, CPI, report will also be in focus. In the spotlight, the British pound. The pound sterling is extending its decline, marking its third consecutive day of losses against the US dollar. While UK economic forecasts came in largely as expected this morning, the Bank of England's chief economist, Hugh Pill, has highlighted some ongoing challenges. Inflation and wage growth remain above target, and structural changes in the economy, combined with mixed labor market indicators, suggest that the latest data may not tell the full story. Looking ahead, we'll be keeping a close eye on the UK's budget release scheduled for November 26. Turning to Japan. The Japanese yen is off to a weak start today, trading near a 35-year low against the US dollar. Bank of Japan Governor Kazuo Ueda has signaled to Prime Minister Sanae Takichi his intention to begin raising interest rates, a significant shift for a country that has only hiked borrowing costs twice since 2007. This announcement comes on the heels of data showing that Japan's economy contracted by 1.8% year-over-year, marking its first decline in a year and a half. The contraction is likely to embolden Prime Minister Takichi to move forward with a proposed $110 billion stimulus package. While traders are anxious about such drastic intervention at a time when the yen is at multi-decade lows, the market will be watching closely to see how this unfolds. That concludes our market update for today. Thank you for tuning in, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast for your daily FX briefing. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.